Hello, friends, and welcome back to hour number two of Tell the Band to Go Home here on 101.5 UMFM in Winnipeg, Manitoba. My name's Jeff. You can email me, jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com. I love it when you do that. Or you can find us on the Facebook or on the Twitter at Jeff Robson. And also here in the basement, also Jeff Robson. Play a couple of things from some of our favorites. We're continuing our emergency CanCon infusion just a little bit here before we have our birthday party. Did you buy your gift? Don't go for a gift card. That's, you know, try to put some effort into it. You still got some time. Anywho, here's a guy who he was missing in action for quite a while. He was laying low. Not really doing too much publicly anyway. And then Regina actually sent me a message and said, "Hey, what's up with Joe? We haven't heard from Joe in a while." I was like, "Well, you're right." So I kind of got on his case and found out that he's still out there and still doing okay. And now he started doing some stuff again. Had some online streams recently. And he's been posting again on his Patreon page, which is a great way to support your favorite artists on Patreon. And here's something he posted the other day, which I just love. It's called Spin. It's from our pal Joe Nolan.
Spin. 1, 2, 3. I bet you wanna take me down. I'll let you to the station. It's when we drive around, nothing around here's changing. It's a red light town. You got me racing in. You still make my heart spin. Could I be the one you love? The one you're thinking of? The way you drink me all up. Till we're punch drunk like a carousel twirling in the park when we were kids. Oh, you make my heart spin. I walk right to your door, stand inside the rain. If this love's worth fighting for, I don't want to fade away. Maybe we could go out just to come back in. I was born with the blues. He just saying, this is some game of yours that I will never win. How come you make my heart still make my heart spin. hotel room I don't like. There ain't nothing but dark in this night. And these strangers all say this is where I should stay. There ain't nothing but dark in this night. These wheels, they don't turn by themselves. This old highway's one wrong turn from hell. And the man at the border's looking over my shoulder. This highway's one wrong turn from hell. Don't pick your head up, keep it down. Don't pick your head up, keep it down. When that night's got you running, dig your heels in the ground. Don't pick your head up, keep it down. Keep it down. Well, I'll say what you want me to say, and I'll swallow my pride if it pays. And I'll tell you a lie just to get some sleep tonight. Yes, I'll swallow my pride if it pays. Take whatever you want and call it art. This bloody mess on my sleeve is my heart. And I wish I had the hands of a hardworking man. This mess on my sleeve is my heart. Don't pick your head up, keep it down. Don't pick your head up, keep it down. When that night's got you running, dig your heels in the ground. Don't pick your head up, keep it down. Keep it down, keep it down. His skin is as thick as it is old. He says hell is a fire that keeps burning inside. Takes a lifetime to carve out that stone. Don't pick your head up, keep it down. Don't pick your head up, keep it down. When that night's got you running, no light to be found. And those wheels keep on turning around and around. When you're tired of running, dig your heels in the ground. Don't pick your head up, keep it down. Keep it down, keep it down, keep it down.
Prophet of the Lord.
don't have answers, running on the wire. Bushels of grain, trail of trouble, quarter section of weeds and acres of stubble. I am raven with a secret and a sparrow in the choir. There's nothing left but the meantime when
I'm here and I'm standing beside you. There's no way. these faces glued together. Never mind the awful weather, she says. Throw me in this bed of daisies. There they go. There they go.
Good buddies, the Latimers there and the Leap Rabbits, they're doing a live stream. I don't know if a lot of these live streams that are coming up are pre-taped. So I don't know if this is actually live, but it'll be a live concert that I'm sure will be absolutely stunning. And it's tonight at 7 on, you look for the Manitoba Arts Network. Is that right? Manitoba Arts Network on Facebook. I'm sure the West End will have a link to it as well. And, you know, we love ourselves some Leap Rapids. I don't know. Especially when it's the full crew. They got Chris and Joe in their family bubble. So they've been doing some stuff. They did a showcase for the Folk Alliance the other day from home. And, Chris was playing this beauty green Gretsch guitar. It was so nice. And he was sitting right beside a poster from the time that that Nathan played alongside Slobberknocker. Does anybody else remember Slobberknocker? They had like these 10-second screamo songs, and they sold their CD for a penny. And I still have one somewhere. It's over in that corner, but there's a lot of junk in that corner, so I may never see it again. But it's over there, I'm telling you. JP Ho, he's also got a stream coming up too. I think his was recorded at the Walker Theater. Nothing's gonna harm you from Mannequin. We heard Barbarino in there as well. He's got something coming up too. I think was he recorded at the West End too? I think he was. Running on a Wire from Headwaters. He's out there somewhere. He's not answering my text, but he's there. I think. Ken Yates in there, Keep Your Head Down from Huntsville. Ken is holed up in Jim Bryson's backyard making a new record already. Oh my God, that's exciting. They're a magical combination. I think Huntsville was their first record together, and this new one will be number three or number four, I guess. I don't know. Depends how you count it. There's kind of an EP in there as well. Joe Nolan in there with Spin. He's re-emerging. I know he's got a bunch of stuff ready to go, and hopefully we hear from him again before too long. All right, it's time to get out your birthday hats and your party favors. We're going to pay tribute to our pal John D. Graham from down there in Austin, Texas. John D. is he's a wonderful, wonderful man. And it's his 60th birthday today. Now, like a year ago, or maybe even, it might have even been longer ago, he was staring down the barrel of 60. And he was like, I want to make one more barn burner great record before I'm 60. And so he did the crowdfunding thing himself, which is never a good idea. And raised a bunch of money to make the record. And then I don't know whether it was pandemic or, you know, circumstance or what, but we haven't seen the record. And believe me, he hasn't mentioned it in a long time, but whatever. I love John D. I'm fine with him doing whatever he needs to do with my contribution for that record. But hopefully we do get to see the record before too long. John D., still one of the true, well, there's been so many though, one of the true highlights of the Sunset Saloon, which, you know, we kind of miss having people over to see amazing music like this. And, you know, again, hopefully one of these days before too long, we'll get to do it again. Here's a real standout from that Sunset Saloon show way back when. Happy birthday, John D. You're listening to Tell a Band to Go Home.
Oh, so in every person's life, there comes the unthinkable. Like at some point in your life, and maybe you've gotten there already, you've had your unthinkable already, in which case, congratulations, you made it through it. Or maybe it's further down the road, in which case, be tough, you can make it through it. But everybody has their own unthinkable waiting for them. And sometimes more than one. So I was going through, it's like the epicenter of my, unthinkable time. And I'd had to move back to Texas and start over from scratch. And I had my four-year-old son who had been living with me, I had to give him back to his mother. And I was living by myself in like this little fucking suicide shack on Treadwell down in Austin. It's like not one right angle in the entire house. You know, when the wind would blow, all the papers would blow. And it was rough, man. And so my sister, thinking that she was like doing me a good turn, she had her five-year-old son make me a Christmas card and send it to me. Did I mention it was the holidays? Aww. Yeah, so it's the holidays. And I'm living by myself in this little shack, and I get this card in the mail, and I open it up, and it's this five-year-old homemade Christmas card. And it's clear he didn't even really want to make it, you know. It's like a Christmas tree that's just like green triangle. And then a brown stick underneath, there's your goddamn Christmas tree. But I'm looking at it and I'm thinking about my son and I'm dying. I think I might just die. But then I notice that there's like this little arrow at the fold pointing around to the back. I'm like, what the fuck? Turn it over. He had drawn this little stick figure robot with two antennas. And underneath it in childlike script with like a backwards R, it said, robot moving. And I thought, I just might survive this. Well, every night I go to bed saying, how am I going to survive all this? Of course, the irony is that in the morning, I have survived. Yeah, I'm alive. Now, what am I supposed to do about that? Everybody says put one foot in front of the other. Of course, the irony is that only way feet work. What luck. Now what am I supposed to do about that? I swore I'd never use the word irony in a song. Of course the irony is that I never meant to live this long. Yeah, but I did. Now what am I supposed to do about that? How am I going to do all this? How am I going to do all this? How am I going to do all this? Like a robot moving underneath the tree. Look, it's a robot moving underneath the tree. I'm a robot moving underneath the tree. Now don't be scared.
Two lonely little birds flying in the for two tickets on the bus out of the hills. But my boy was sleeping in his seat. I thought I had never seen a little light like that.
be room for you. I'm so full of days, I'm praying for the sundown. The sun, it won't go down for me. About some room for you. We'll be right back. motel out on a refinery road. Now the Sandman's dead, so we walk the floor. The Sandman's dead, we don't sleep no more. We shot dope till the money run out. We shot dope till the money run out. We shot dope till the money run out. Money ran out. Yeah.
Oh, classic. I hadn't heard that one in a while. That's the Hobart Brothers and Lil Sis Hobart. That's the Hobart Brothers, or John D. Graham and Freddie Johnston.
That was looking great.
Yeah, I thought it was great, too. Susan Cowsill, just banging away on that one. Oh, so good. So good. That's the Ballad of Sis. Didn't I Love You? And before that, a bunch of John D. himself. We heard, of course, the all-time classic Laredo, Small Dark Something from Hooray for the Moon. We heard Holes from the great live album and DVD. I got to watch that DVD again. I got so many DVDs. I was going to start watching them myself, but then I remembered that I never watch these DVDs that I buy. So I started loaning them out to people. If you want to borrow that one or any one of the 100 or whatever, it's probably more music DVDs I have over there that I never watch, let me know. Holes there from Swept Away. We heard Beautifully Broken from It's Not As Bad As It Looks. $100 Bill from the debut Escape from Monster Island. And the classic Robot Moving from Right in My Living Room. Oh, so good. We got to rock out just a little bit more to end off the show. And, well, we heard Susan Cowsill. How about Brother Billy?
Find. But that paper and a promise on the day you die's the only paper that you never sign. I know a young girl in the valley whose heart is full of love. She's got a husband and a baby, all the things she's been dreaming. You sign a paper and a promise on the day you wed. When you take the vows that bind, then there's a paper about a promise of a promised land, and that's a place we all hope to find. But that paper and the promise on the day you die's the only paper that you never sign. Forgiveness, all you do is ask. But he keeps track of promises kept from the first day to the last. You get a paper and a promise on the day you're born. That's the first thing that you sign. A paper and a promise on the day you wed. When you take the vows that bind, then there's that paper by the promise of a promise land. Place we all hope to find. But that paper and a promise on the day you die's the only paper that you never sign. You get a paper and a promise on the day you're born. That's the first thing that you sign. A paper and a promise on the day you wed. When you take the vows that bind, there's a paper by the promise of a promise. It's a place we all hope to find. But the paper and the promise on the day you die's the
Yeah, you get a paper and a promise. Just a paper and a promise. You get a paper.
You're wrong about that. We do got to hurry. This one's over. In and Off Strong, though, with Tara there from Every Time My Mind Runs Wild. That's No Hurry. We heard the Blue Shadows in there with Paper and a Promise featuring Billy Budd Cowsill and Winnipeg's own Jeffrey Hatcher. We got to go. Thanks for being here. Check out tellabandtogohome.com. Join us again next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. on 101.5 UMFM, or follow the podcast on the website or wherever else. And check out Fly With Your Shadow. Great show the other day with Ben Delacour. I think you're going to like that one. If you haven't heard it already, check it out, flywithyourshadow.com. Anyway, stay tuned for more great stuff here on UMFM. Thanks for joining us.